Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting palms. Palms add that tropical feel to your landscape and are beautiful year-round. You can choose from many varieties, and some can be grown throughout the state. Container-grown palms can be planted at any time. The best time to plant field-grown palms is during the early summer, when soil temperatures are high and rainfall is frequent. Don't plant your palm any deeper than it was growing in the original hole, and have patience. Newly transplanted palms probably won't produce much top growth during the first year after transplanting, because most of their energy will be channeled into growing roots. Be sure to irrigate your palm frequently during the first few months to help get it established, and then fertilize it 4 times per year with a palm fertilizer. For more information on palms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, texture in the garden. Color often plays a starring role in garden design, but texture in the garden is equally important. Texture refers to the way the surface of an object can look or feel and is often described as coarse, medium, or fine. By mixing textures in the garden, you can make the scene much more interesting. Coarse textured plants will attract attention, and fine textured plants are often used for background planting. Putting a spiky coarse textured plant, like an agave, next to one with fine texture of feathery foliage will create a strong contrast, and a smooth wood chair will look great against a brick patio. The key is to strike a pleasing balance. With just a little practice, you'll find the perfect blend. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, managing yard insect pests. It's inevitable that you'll get insect pests in your landscape. It's what you do about them that counts. First of all, check your plants often for signs of insect damage. Early detection makes pest management much easier. If you have a few large insects, remove them by hand. Of course, a little insect damage isn't the end of the world. Before you resort to pesticides, figure out how much damage you can live with, and remember that insects serve as food for many birds and other creatures. Start with horticultural oils and insecticidal soaps, which can be more environmentally friendly than stronger chemicals. Spot treat affected areas instead of broadcast spraying. Apply these treatments only if and when they're needed, and always follow label instructions. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden projects for kids. Gardening can be fun for the whole family, and there are plenty of projects you can do with your kids that will instill a love for gardening. Let your kids help when you plant seeds. Children love watching the little plants grow into beautiful flowers and tasty vegetables. Butterfly gardens are always a big hit with kids. As you choose plants together, you can teach them about larval and nectar plants and talk about the benefits of insects. Later, you'll watch butterflies flock to the flowers. Build a bird feeder or create a toad house. Kids like feeling handy and will get a kick out of watching for creatures that take advantage of their handiwork. You can also build a bean teepee together for them to use as a fort. For more information about gardening with kids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Desert Rose. The desert rose is a succulent plant that produces beautiful blooms with relatively little care, making it a favorite of many gardeners. During the summer months, desert rose produces dozens of trumpet-shaped flowers in shades of pink, rose, or white. Since desert rose is sensitive to temperatures below 40 degrees, it's usually grown in containers that can be brought inside when temperatures drop. Like many succulents, desert rose needs conditions that are bright, warm, and dry. Take care not to overwater, since overwatering can lead to root rot. Over time, your desert rose can reach 4 or 5 feet tall, and the lower portion of the trunk will widen and swell. This interesting growth habit makes it look like a natural bonsai. For more information about desert rose and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.